Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How far back do you have to go to find a heavyweight championship fight that's as big as tonight's rematch between Wilder and Fury? He was the former president of the Boxing Writers Association of America. As a matter of fact, he's still doing some boxing writing, did a piece for the Daily News this week, if you want to check that out. He was the overnight host on WFAN in New York, weekend guy for, I think it was damn close to decades. I'll ask how many years exactly that was. Next, my buddy Tony Page, good enough to jump aboard with us here on CBS Sports Radio. How many years were you on the fan, Tom?
It's 19 total, 16 full-time as the overnight guy.
Damn, that's what I said, close to 20 years. So if it was 19 and change, that's a pretty good prediction and memory by me.
How the hell are you?
Good. My memory is failing me. How far back would you have to go to say we've had a heavyweight championship fight the magnitude of tonight's bout?
That's a good question. I could think maybe Tyson Lewis was hyped, but that way they knew Tyson was past his prime. I'm trying to think. Both of these guys are, I guess, in their prime. That's a good question. It might be going back a ways. Holyfield Lewis
in Memphis?
Yeah, maybe.
I was actually that one. Are you telling me that was the last true heavyweight championship fight we had and I was in the house?
No, maybe. I'm trying to think of something that was, but you know, when I think of hype, I always go back to Ali Frazier, and you know, everything kind of pales after that first one. But this one, you got to give Fox and ESPN a lot of credit. They really blown the promotional doors off of this one. I mean, every time you turn around, it's like, all right, let's get to the fight. But they did a nice job of promoting it. And you know, usually it's hard to make fights when one guy's with one network and the other's with another, and his rival promoters that don't like each other. And they at least they got it going.
I agree wholeheartedly. All right, before we talk about this fight tonight, we have to go back to the last fight. They met in 2018, so we've been waiting a while for this rematch. Knew it was coming as soon as they announced the final decision of the previous fight. Just a question of where, when, and how, and we know that now, and it's going to be brought to the fore tonight. Split decision, split whatever
split
you
draw.
Call it, split draw. Give me Tony Page's evaluation of that exactly the way you saw it. Didn't necessarily agree, but weren't over the moon mad about it, or a stone cold highway robbery? Which of the three fit the way you saw the fight?
I had Fury losing. I had Wilder winning 115-111. Those two knockdowns were huge. And I thought he threw a lot of punches. And the thing that was made it such a close fight is Fury is such a herky-jerky fighter, very hard to hit. Even though he's 6'9 and 250, 6 for that fight, and be 270 for this one, 273. But he's just awkward, and I think that's why the percentage was down on Wilder. But Wilder's the type of guy that can knock you out round 1, round 12. He carries his power all the way through the fight. But I just thought he did enough to win. Fury clowns around a lot, and I never liked that. But, had he not got knocked down and won those two rounds, then maybe it's a draw. But I'm not. If somebody says they think Fury won, I'm not going to argue because it was close. But I just thought Wilder did enough to win.
Yeah, I did too. And I thought probably about the same scorecard that you would have had, 115-110, by about four rounds.
Yeah.
So you and I saw the fight the same. You mentioned the fact that he brings his ability to knock a guy cold from the first round through the 12th round. But here was my only knock on Wilder in the first fight, which I think he won, as you just said. But after he knocked him down, and specifically the first one, the second one was in the 12th round, but he didn't go for the jugular. I thought he thought he had the fight won at that time and didn't rally again and clean his clock again till the 12th round, but I thought he had the chance to really put him away, either put him back on the campus or win the fight outright by dominating, and he just didn't. Does Wilder have the killer instinct?
Oh, yeah, he does. I just think you had somebody with a very, very strong chin, because when it was a great ISO shot when he knocked him down in the 12th, and he's walking into his corner, and he's like, this is over. Let me get ready to do the interviews. And you can see his shoulders kind of sag, like, oh, shoot, he got up. Like, nobody gets up from that. And he did hit him with a good left shot right after that, but it didn't do anything. But I think he's packed on 17 pounds of muscle, because if you watch the weigh-in, he took his shirt off, and he's ripped. And Tyson Fury wouldn't take his shirt off, and he's added 17 pounds. And I'm sorry, adding weight does not equate power. If that was the fact, then Butterbean would have been the heavyweight champ of the world. just because you put weight on doesn't give you a harder punch. What it does is slow you down. He won't throw. He's not that fast to begin with. He doesn't throw that make fast punches. And if for some reason Wilder took the opposite vein and started dancing and moving, now this 273-pound guy's got to go after him, and that's not going to work either.
So you think that if either one is in better shape than they were in the first fight, they both come in heavier, but you think that Fury is not wearing his weight as well as Wilder?
No, and that weight's going to slow him down on his legs and on his punches and throwing punches. Wilder's just packing muscle, and you know, he doesn't need it. You know, him putting on 50 pounds isn't going to make him punch any harder. And him, I mean, he's come in as low as 208, but that power has followed him no matter what weight he is. And I got a nervous feeling about this fight, because you know, some of the talk when Wilder says things like, I want a body on my record. I've been to enough fights with guys go out on a stretcher. I don't need to hear that kind of talk. But he, you know, I'm leery. What if he catches Fury in the second round after Fury said he's going to knock him out in the second round? That second round might be crazy. The first round might be crazy.
Yeah. Did you really believe what Fury was saying? I just took it for boxing smack talk. I don't think Fury believes that he can actually knock out Wilder. I don't believe he's going to fight as if that's his game plan. I'm going to throw everything but the kitchen sink until I can't throw anymore. And if I haven't knocked him out by then, I'll figure it out on the fly. I think it's all just to try and get inside Wilder's head. I don't believe Fury for a minute. How about you?
Yeah, I think you know, he might try and rush him or something, but I think his best thing is to stay outside. But see, what makes me curious, and the red flag that went up, that his right eye was completely ripped open when he fought Otto Wallin, whoever he pounded, his last fight, who was a nobody. But he hit him with a legitimate punch and split open that eye to 47 stitches. And when they had the weigh-in, he had big sunglasses on, so you couldn't see the eye. But I did notice his bottom lip was split, so he must have been taking some punches in camp. And then at the weigh-in, you know, he took the glasses off, but, you know, you couldn't really see it. And, you know, if Wilder lands the right punch, you could split that open early. And maybe Tyson Fury's realizing, my eye can't go 12, so I got to try and end this early. But still, it would be like Muhammad Ali saying, "When in my next fight against Joe Frazier, I'm going toe-to-toe. You don't slug with a slugger." And that's just, you know, I think it is a lot of, you know, BS. But I think he's gonna see if he can try and get him. But, you know, you remember, Wilder throws extremely fast, hard punches, and even though it was a low output percentage wise, he can catch you with something and knock you into tomorrow real easy.
Former president of Boxing Writers Association America, Tony Page, our guest, talking Wilder and Fury with us here on CBS Sports Radio. All right, it's not enough for you to just pick the fight before it happens and handicap it and project as to how it may go down. Now you got to also project how big a fight it's going to be, and the hype has been good. But the final tally isn't that we don't go to the judges' cards until pay-per-view numbers come in. And how big is the buy for the boxing fan out there? You and I are both boxing fans. You bigger than me, but I'm a pretty good one myself. And I've been waiting wholeheartedly, decades, for a great heavyweight championship fight. I'm not sure this will be one, but the hype has given me enough interest to make me believe it could be. How big is big? How is this going to compare to the pay-per-views we've been seeing over the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
I think it'll be over a million. I heard some people saying two. I don't know if it gets to two, but if it got to 1.5, I wouldn't be surprised, because it became an event And the crossover money always comes from the fans who don't know boxing, but they know an event and they want to see it. They don't want to miss it. First fight, you know, wasn't as big a buildup as this one has. So I think they'll do good numbers. There's a rematch clause. You know, if somebody gets knocked out, that goes out the window. But I think they'll do the good numbers. I think they'll be around. I'll say in 1.5, maybe a little over.
That means a lot of money for both guys. And yes, yeah. They got a rematch clause, a 60-40 split, whoever wins this fight. If the loser decides to take the rematch, which they have to decide within 30 days, what would best lend itself to the third fight between these two guys? I know another split draw, which would probably annoy the snot out of us, but would intrigue us very much for a third fight. Is there a way that this fight actually does sit in a spot where we're entertained tonight, but yet want to see a third go round?
I think you'll judge that by the crowd. If it goes 12 and it's a split decision and the crowd is booing like crazy for whatever the decision is, there'll be a third fight. Because that's like people just storm out of, you know, they storm out of arenas pissed and want to know when is the next fight. This is BS. He got robbed. You know, that's the thing. If it's a clear decision for one fighter, or a guy gets knocked out, you know, there's no need for a rematch. If it's a decision fight and it's kind of, you know, they're both, you know, 116, 112, they're all 116, 112, there's no rush for it. But I think, why would you not want to see it again if it's entertaining? That's the whole thing.
All right. Now, you've been to all these fights for all these years. You're taking it easy tonight, not heading out to Vegas, just watching it at home.
Oh, I got to tell you something. To show you on the last thing you were talking about, how important. This is the first pay-per-view fight I have ever bought.
Really? You've never bought one before?
No. The fan would buy most of them. I was on the air.
Oh, that's true. You were always on the air. You were always here. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Oh, that's right. So, now you're retired. Now you got to pay. You got to go. What'd Mrs. Page say?
She said it's okay.
Okay. As long as you got the permission.
As I wrote her a check.
As long as you got permission from the boss. All right, yes. Then will you, at the end of the fight, scream and yell that, hey, I was robbed?
You know what? I'm prepared for Wilder to win in one round. And if it happens, I'm not going to complain. I did a story when Tyson fought Spinks. I was following a young promoter in Delaware, and the fight went one round. And it was the funniest end to a fight because it was quiet because the Tyson fans were upset because it went so short. And the Spinks fans were upset because it went so short, but they were all quiet. If Wilder was to get knocked out in the first one, I think I'd be yelling and screaming just, oh, my God. But if Wilder knocks out Tyson, I don't, you know, obviously I expect it. I got a funny feeling that it could be an early night.
Damn, yeah, you've been to so many more fights than I have. It's not even ridiculous, but you referenced two that I was at. I was at Tyson against Spinks down in AC.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
The last biggest one in Memphis was as big a fight as we've seen. And last, that was almost 20 years ago now. So hopefully Wild and Fury live up to the hype. Tony, good stuff. Good catching up, brother. Send my regards to the wife. Enjoy the fight tonight, bud.
Good talking to you, man. You take care.
That is Tony Page, former president of Boxing Writers Association America, overnight host on WFAN here in New York for almost 20 years. 19. I gave him too much credit. One extra year there. He was doing it. 19 years, not 20. Doing it forever, basically. Great guy, Tony Page.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.